Good afternoon, the Exotic Pet. This is Kiri speaking.
Yeah, g'day, Kiri. It's Warren Green. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. And yourself?
It's Friday afternoon. What can I say?
Oh, yes, I know.
Countdown. Actually, the countdown started on Monday.
Oh, yep. That's pretty much the way my week's been too. How can I help you, Warren?
I just rang up to let Emily, Dr. Vanessa and the rest of you know that basically, I've sent photos through in the past, so you guys know that we've got this massive indoor aviary.
Yeah.
And we've been asked to look after three parrots for about a week over the Christmas period. And it got me to thinking that maybe from time to time there would be clients who would be looking for someone to do a short-term parrot sit.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I thought I'd just reach out and go, right, don't know. I just put it out there.
So if any parrots needed short-term boarding, we contact you. Is that what we're...
Yeah, well,
about?
That's what I was... Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I said to this lady, I said, your parrots aren't staying here unless you bring them around first and they do a... You know, are they comfortable with the aviary and everything else like that? So she came around for 4 hours and I was just going like, come on, can you go now, please? Everyone's getting on well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Is it away from your other birds, though?
No, and this is why the condition is that the other parrots need to come around first and see if, if they get on.
Yeah, the other concern would be obviously health screening and psittacosis checking and things like that.
Being in proximity with your
birds, that would be my concern.
That's a good call. That's why I rang you.
Yeah.
The voice
of
sanity.
Yeah, like, great idea. But yeah, definitely, obviously no contact with your birds and having health screens just to minimise any risk.
Mm.
Be the other recommend, like, gold standard, especially if you do everything for
your psittacosis, body, so. You said?
Psittacosis testing, yeah. A big one, and a health screen to make sure that there's no underlying issues. Like, even though they're not going to have contact with your guys, like, there's always a possibility of being in that proximity. So making sure that there's no underlying issues that would be of a concern for you to look after them short-term as well.
It's always good to talk to a professional, I find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what some of the other bird boarding facilities do, and I think it's definitely something should be done
anywhere. No, okay, no, that's good to know. That is extremely good to know, because our two boys are spoiled rotten. And
yes, definitely. Yeah, so no, I'd hate for anything to come into your flock, because they've brought it in. So something to be aware of. I'll let Dr. Vanessa know. She's at a conference this week. She'll be back next week. She's learning up. so she can do better here. So, yeah, no, she's...
Is it another one on the Gold Coast or...?
This one, yes, I believe this one's down the Gold Coast, and then she's got another one up at O'Reilly's for the avian bird section.
O'Reilly's. That's bullshit. O'Reilly's. What? I've been to O'Reilly's.
Well, it's a bird conference.
Well,
so, yes,
okay.
It's well suited.
That's
up there.
Fine. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
As long as she's a couple of glasses of wine, it's windy road. She's obviously staying. I'm taking the Mickey.
She will be staying up there. It's beautiful. Yeah, she took us all up there for a staff retreat, and we didn't want to come home.
I used to live at Canungra, and I would drive to O'Reilly's and just go for half day bushwalks.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful up there, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And it's good that they were able to come back too. That's good.
Yeah, well, I'll let them know about your plan, and if anything props up, then we'll definitely keep you in mind.
I'm going to check with the lady, but I'm pretty sure that she is a client of you guys. She's got... two Echolectus and a Alexandrine. For the life of me, I can't remember her name at the moment. That's all with the ex-wife. I'll have a chat with Sandy when she comes home this evening and go like, oi,
Not a straw. Sounds like a plan. Excellent.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right. Have a good weekend. Okay.
You too. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you too. Bye.